No, I mean, for me, what Bill and Tanny and Starkey have been doing is really powerful, because communication is one of the most crucial elements of our lives. Getting people to be able to listen, to hear each other, to be able to truly hear each other is a powerful, powerful connective tool for us as human beings. We have to recognize how connected we are as people. And I think the vibration of sound just touching you, even if you don't hear it, just moving inside of you allows you to understand that connection. And when you expand that to being able to hear words, to be able to hear sounds, to be able to hear the air, you know what I mean? Then you start to touch the divine, and I think that's really powerful.
Eight fitting chairs a day. I'll team up and we'll get this job done. So let's give it a go. One, two, three.
Starkey!
The history of the Starkey Hearing Foundation is pretty much the history of my life. I figured out how I could make some hearing aids better and more efficient so we could have a greater impact on the gift of hearing. So it's a special gift that we get to be part of.
Look what we have for you. You're a champion. Champion number one.
Well, the organization Pros for Africa was started about 5 years ago for professionals of all fields, but we ran into quite a few NFL players that always had a dream to go to Africa, and it was a tremendous blessing this year to have Robert Quinn from the Rams with us on this trip and Will Witherspoon, and I think they've had a life-changing experience.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, we just finished cutting the tube off now and making a perfect fitting for his ear. So I don't know. It's a wonderful feeling. Blessed with so many lives out here today, as always.
I'm Sister Rosemary Nyirumbe. I am born in northern Uganda in a place called Paidha, just 3 hours away from here. When you have a person who has lost hearing, this person will not even be called by his or her name. With the Starkey Foundation coming in, giving these people free hearing aid is a great gift to the community. They can really have their dignity restored by getting their hearing back.
Is it too loud?
I don't think there's anything more joyful than seeing a child's smile and they first hear bop, 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 and they're turning around looking, but then when they realize they're hearing for the first time and you're the one who gave them that gift of hearing, it's an incredible feeling.
The fathers, you know, husbands and wives who never heard his wife try and speak to him. When you look at the whole picture, you're changing lives for the better.
God bless you.
Okay, please.
We're at Fairmont Mata Safari Club. About to go on this safari. Rain's starting to come down, but it's not going to kill our experience. We're just going with the flow. Later on the trip, we finally got a break away from, you know, fitting hearing aids. We came to the Fairmont Mata Safari Club in Kenya, you know, seeing, you know, lions, baboons, you know, gazelles. You know, it was neat being in the middle of their habitat, just seeing how they naturally act. Definitely a neat experience. You know, enjoyed the moment.
Wanga means the place of termites. So feel free and be enjoyable in our village. I'll be your guide, and we shall get more insight. Welcome.
We're here at the Maasai village, jumping around with this tribe. I learned today that the higher you jump, it proves how much more of a man you are. So I'm trying to jump as high as I can. I think I'm proving myself today, just having a good time enjoying the Maasai tribe. There you go.
Seeing the heartwarming people they have here and how their tribe interacts and go through day-to-day life with the bare necessities and, you know, manage to live happily. Now, you see it on TV all the time, but nothing's like actually coming down into the mix of things and really getting the full experience of things.
I think the number one thing that has stuck out to me thus far is the village itself, like literally the village, to allow people to come in and treat us as if they were their own and bring us into their homes and teach us their cultures without, you know, any hesitation. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
They could easily escape this village and try to integrate into more contemporary ways, but they truly respect their culture and like it, and they want to keep their culture. Kibera in Nairobi, Kenya is considered one of the world's or the world's largest slum. There's certainly more than a million people living in this small area. They just came and took a piece of land and built something to shelter them.
The thing that strikes me the most is, you know, everybody's kind of walking with a purpose. There's not just a lot of people hanging out. They've got businesses, they're going to school. When I look around, I see, you know, a community that they're trying to have a better life.
Is she right? Mm-hmm. But that's a good sign. Somebody else to help her?
Is small, but C is smaller, B is smallest.
Very good. Wow. Three plus, huh?
It's kind of a dirty kind of beautiful is the best way to describe that. Like, it's to see the way people are working here, to see the way that people interact, you know, to know that even though they live in what people call a slum, this is their community, this is their place.
You see the difference that they have from what we have in America, and it really just makes you, you know, grateful and just seeing their daily lives. It's definitely been a humbling experience for me.
To be able to go through the slum, it was a humbling experience, you know, like it makes you appreciate what you have. So I'm definitely going to take that back to America and look at life completely different.